Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. The patient name is May Carney, M-A-E-C-A-R-N-E-Y. The date of birth is 3/26/1993, and date of accident is 1/18/2022. Is she presenting in this? Ms. May Carney is reporting pain, ongoing pain in the left side of the neck and the left side of the lower back, shooting pain to the left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Patient reports that there is no pain in the knee anymore. All of these are attributed by the patient to an accident that occurred on January 18, 2022, when she hit a driver's side of the other car, and she was traveling as a driver along with a passenger. This impact caused her to black out and headaches with dizziness and forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and nausea. And she was seen at a extension hospital on the day of accident. In addition, patients having pain in the left side of the neck with shooting pain to the left arm and left side of the lower back with shooting pain to the left leg and pain in both the knees. So, however, the knee pain is all completely better. She can walk pretty good, and now she was found to have inflammation of the left sacroiliac joint, and overall, the pain is still the same, and it is around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. It varies from 4 to 8. ADLs are reported affected is 7, especially the walking ability and work are affected 8. General activity is affected 8. The sleep is affected 7. 60% improvement is reported in the pain area. And in neurology and psych, patient reports that she is suffering from difficulty sleeping and weakness. However, there is no headache, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, no balance problem, no memory problems, no lack of focus or lack of concentration, none of them. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that there is a stiffness in the neck and the lower back, mostly on the left side, along with the lower back pain and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. After 30 days, patient pain has been in the same, and there are no changes in the pain level, or no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none, and substance abuse none, and compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regime. Physical examination, blood pressure is 111/97, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 0718-067, date of service 7/14/2023. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue the therapy. For physical therapy, 2 times per week with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program, focusing on the neck, back, and shoulder. And the maps have been reviewed. Aggression will continue on Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory, flexible 7.5 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Wellbutrin 350 mg once at night for the for depression, Ultran, 100 milligram, 60 tablets for pain relief, water and gel, 3% for topical pain relief, lidocaine patch for pain relief, and Ambien, 5 milligram, with 2 refills. The patient was advised about the MRI findings, which show bulging disc at L1, L2, L2, 3, L3. 4-5, L5, S1, and then left knee showed edema of the supralateral aspect of the fat peg, which is already completely okay. There was involvement of the left sacroiliac joint, slightly better these days. So the patient was offered a number of epidural steroid injections, but she chooses not to have them and rather concentrated on physical therapy and acupuncture and chiropractor, which is perfectly fine with me. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. I'm advised to continue her yoga exercise. Physical therapy is ordered 2 times per week with traction massage, echotherapy. She has been ordered to work on a light duty, 7 hours, 6 days, 10 pound lifting limit. Transportation has been checked. Thank you.